Chapter 2, Systems Thinking for Smart Slackers. Think in loops, not lists. Introduction, why systems beat to-do lists. Traditional productivity advice often tells you to create checklists, to-do lists, or calendars. But lazy engineers know better. They think in systems, not sequences. A task is not an island, it's part of a dynamic structure. Understanding how components interact, influence, and constrain one another is how we move from working hard to working smart. This chapter explores how systems thinking helps engineers manage complexity, avoid overload, and optimize processes without micromanaging every task. Inputs, outputs, and constraints, the DNA of systems. Every system, whether it's a factory, a computer program, or your workday, has inputs, what you put in. Outputs, what you get out. Constraints, what limits performance. Example. Imagine an engineer trying to improve a product delivery process. Instead of optimizing each step independently, emails, packaging, transport, they map the system and realize that 90% of delays are due to approval bottlenecks at the start. By changing the input control, not the downstream flow, they improve the entire output. Lazy engineers don't rush into action. They zoom out and ask, what is the system trying to achieve? What limits it from getting there? Which component has the most leverage? Feedback loops, the hidden drivers. A key feature of systems is the presence of feedback loops, signals that reinforce or correct behavior. Reinforcing loops, positive feedback amplify output. E.g., a viral post gets more views, more shares, even more views. Balancing loops, negative feedback stabilize the system. E.g., a thermostat adjusts temperature up/down to maintain comfort. Real example. An engineer noticed customer complaints about software bugs rising after each release. A feedback loop was identified. New features, more complexity, more bugs, more customer support load, less time for testing next release. The lazy engineer implemented automated regression testing, stopping the loop early by improving the feedback quality. The result, fewer bugs, happier customers, and no extra effort. Root cause analysis, fix it once, fix it right. Many engineers make the mistake of solving symptoms rather than underlying problems. Smart slackers ask, what is causing the problem, and why does it exist in the first place? This is where the 5 whys method comes in. Example, why is the machine idle? Because it stopped working. Why? Because the motor overheated. Why? Because the fan wasn't running. Why? Because the fuse blew. Why? Because it was overloaded due to poor airflow design. Now, instead of replacing fuses every week, the lazy engineer redesigns airflow, solving it permanently. Bottlenecks, the smart slacker's goldmine. In any system, only one part is usually holding everything back. Finding and fixing that part unlocks flow without needing to upgrade everything. Example. In an assembly line producing 100 units/hour, one welding station can only handle 80 units/hour. No matter how fast other stations are, the system will never exceed 80. Lazy engineers optimize bottlenecks, not the entire system. Systems thinking in personal productivity. You can apply these ideas to your own work life. Inputs, meetings, emails, requests. Outputs, deliverables, code, decisions. Constraints, time, energy, clarity, approvals. Feedback, are you reacting to chaos or adjusting based on insight? Smart Slack example. Instead of responding to emails all day, reactive loop, a lazy engineer builds a system. Sets fixed email office hours. Uses templates for 80% of replies. Delegates triage to an assistant or AI filter. They manage the system, not the chaos. Conclusion, stop managing tasks. Start managing systems. To be a lazy engineer is to think like a systems designer. Focus on structure, not symptoms. Look for leverage points, not brute force. Use feedback, not firefighting. Solve problems once, not endlessly. The best part? Once your systems are solid, your work runs itself. That's the kind of laziness we're after.